Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show was full of smart, educated people.
Sometimes you just blow our minds.
Yeah, and then they're like, I'm like, did he finish middle school?
Even though we don't always show it.
I got a brain, dude.
In my opinion, is you keep your mouth shut.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And I can only imagine what the GMA ratings are going to be for today after that.
Out the roof.
Crazy story broke out. My wife even texted me and she said, watching GMA, waiting for it to start. With a bunch of emojis on there, and well, she never watches GMA.
Well, we want y'all to keep listening to us.
Yeah.
We'll tell you what happened.
Yeah, we got you with the show this top five. That's coming up. Don't worry.
We'll tell you what happened. You just keep that radio on.
But if you want to know what's going on in the world, we got producer Nick for that. Here he is, just so you know, on the way to school, work, or wherever you're going this morning. That way you can have some conversation starters.
What's up?
What's up,
hey.
Nick?
How's it going?
What's up? You're looking like a lumberjack over
Am
here.
Am I?
You're looking like a black lumberjack fleece, black and red.
That's
what Blake Shelton had on last night on the Christmas special. He had that same shirt on.
Oh, good.
You look like the elf on the shelf, boss.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll take that as a compliment.
It's a great compliment.
Okay, guys. We got to get in some serious business here.
Okay.
I think we need to get our lawyers on the phone.
Okay. Uh-oh. Okay.
Hot Pockets has created a pair of cargo shorts.
Wait a minute, Nick. No.
An insulated pocket designed to keep your food warm.
You're kidding.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like I've heard a similar idea mentioned several times on a nationally syndicated radio show.
They stole our idea, Al.
I cannot tell you but the range of emotions I've been going through in the last 20 minutes on this
Hold
show.
On one second.
We
have a case because we have a timestamp of when Big Al and I came up with our great business venture idea.
When was that?
How are you going to prove they listened to it, heard it, and they didn't already have the idea in the world?
I'm going to find out where Hot Pockets is based out of.
We're going to find out that the Hot Pockets intern listens to the show.
He's fanning himself. Water.
But in their defense, they're going to be like, our name is literally Hot Pockets.
I don't care.
I don't care.
We called it Warm Pockets.
Oh, my goodness.
This is unbelievable.
Are you serious?
Yeah, at first glance, the Hot Pocket shorts look like normal beige cargo shorts, but one cargo pocket is labeled hot, and it has a message that says, insert sandwich here. The other pocket is labeled cold. There's a little graphic of a devil that says, stay heated. They're going to go on sale December 12th online. No price yet.
Are y'all going to get some?
Hot Pocket shorts.
No.
You're going to get some hot pants.
You're going to steal our idea and go monetize off it with my money.
I'm sending a sternly worded email. Well, I'm going to call my attorney, Kirk. The Willis Law Group is going to be all over there.
Oh,
I'm going to tell you that right now.
I'm calling Hot Pockets today.
This is going to get handled.
Is there a Hot Pockets main office?
Oh, if there is, I'm calling it.
That's called the Hot Office.
Not the first time someone's stolen one of
Al's
great ideas.
Wow. The Trump Chicken thing?
Trump Chicken on SNL.
That was a skit, though. This is an actual business venture. And then Justin and Anna piggybacked, and coming up next is going to be the Snacky Jackets. They're going to steal
you
that.
You know what this means? We got to get on that.
We got to get our
ASAP.
Patent ready.
Yeah.
Oh, man, they stole our warm pocket idea. We're going to have to look. We got to find that segment where we brought it up first.
Hot pocket.
All right, moving on.
Thank you, Nick. Oh, my God. I got to sit down.
No, thank you, Nick.
We might need to go to break.
I can't even handle this show today.
I have like seven other stories I have.
Okay, no, go ahead.
Okay. Who uses food delivery apps?
Not me. Okay. I do.
The story will not come really as any shock or anything like that, but a site that's called Self Inc., they wanted to know the price of food delivery and like how much they charge in the U.S. like with the different, there's several different apps, Grubhub, Uber Eats, DoorDash, and so they wanted to see how much more expensive is it really to use on the app versus just ordering it directly from the store. So they ran tests in the 100 most populated cities in the U.S. They bought the same thing on each app and then directly from the store. And so they just have several different findings. They found that Seattle is the most expensive city for a food delivery app. Just their cost of food is the most. Mm-hmm. Lubbock, Texas is the most affordable city for food delivery apps. Uber Eats is the most expensive app to order from. It costs 51.3% more using the app versus just buying in the store. Mm-hmm. And then which city like has the highest markup? Okay, so while Seattle costs the most, the city with the biggest markup is Virginia Beach, Virginia. They mark it up 65% versus ordering it at the store. So they bought a $13.75 order at McDonald's, and they ordered on the apps, and it cost almost $40, $39 for the same food. Lincoln, Nebraska has the lowest markup at 19%. And so some other cities around the nation that I know our show has heard in, San Antonio is a 63% markup, Dallas, 58% markup, New Orleans, 54%, Baton Rouge, 38%, Wichita, Kansas, 55%. Nashville is 57%, Atlanta is 59%, Portland, Oregon, 38%.
Wow.
Can I tell you one of my favorite hacks, though, that I do?
Can you tell us?
Well, if I know I want to, like, I don't know, get some, like, ramen or something, I'll open up my app and look at it and then close it, and a few hours later they send me a coupon because they know I was looking at it.
Oh, smart.
Yeah, I'll just wait a few hours and then eventually I get a notification. It's like, hey, we saw you were into the ramen. How's, like, $20 off? And I'm like, girl, yes.
Well, the last time I used it was for one of my favorite pizza places that's you could get a $5 pizza there, but when I had it delivered, and it's far from my house, there's not one near.
And the pizza place doesn't do delivery.
And they don't do delivery. Yeah. But I mean, they have a delivery option, but it turns out to be one of these. It was like, it ended up being like $32. Woo!
What if we came up with some type, I hate to even say this on the radio. What if we came up with some kind of compartment in your car that could keep the food hot or cold, like for duration, like a mini fridge
an
almost.
Oven,
you know?
A cooler.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm saying it's kind of vague-like because I don't want somebody to steal it.
Well, the pizza delivery guys, those bags that they have, they keep the pizza
insulated
pretty warm.
Bags.
But I mean, like, you can keep it in there for a couple of days. If you want.
You're onto something, Al. You're onto something.
Thank you, Nick.
Yeah. Well, it's a work in progress.
Somebody will come up with it.
That's a good idea.
Is there already, like, I know they have, like, a car fridge or something? Like a...
Car pockets.
Car fridge, car car oven.
Car pockets.
So, guys, according to rom-coms, where's one of the best places to meet the love of your life?
The park.
No.
The store.
Coffee shop?
The grocery store.
The grocery store. That's where they always meet.
The grocery store. That's like what happened in August of last year, 2021, for 72-year-old Brenda Williams and 78-year-old Dennis Delgado.
Shout out.
They met at a grocery store in Casa Grande, Arizona. It's about an hour south of Phoenix. They met while looking for mayonnaise.
Of course.
On the mayonnaise
aisle. Condiments.
Adorable.
Brenda and Dennis just got married at the same grocery store in front of the mayonnaise. They also got engaged in front of the mayonnaise, too.
With that Miracle Whip appeal on it.
No, yeah. Man. But I would ask, if I met somebody in front of the mayonnaise, I would ask, do you like Miracle Whip? And if they said yes, we're not meant to be.
So what was Dennis's icebreaker?
What?
In the mayo aisle. So he told a local news station that he walked up.
Is that Grey Poupon?
Walked up to Brenda, and he said that they both had their masks on. And he said to her, you know the best thing about wearing a mask? You can pass these people not wearing a mask and curse them out under your breath. And she started laughing. They talked for 30 minutes. Oh, they didn't realize they were blocking the whole aisle.
Oh. Old people never do.
They never do.
Yeah.
And they exchanged numbers. And so here's a little bit of Dennis and Brenda talking about getting engaged.
He goes, I'm going to go get you an engagement ring. And I go, yes, sir. I said, you know, we met there. He wants to propose to me. I said, I want him to do it in the condiment aisle where we met.
And she looked beautiful.
You can cut that part out.
Of course she's going to cut it out, but she has to know how I feel.
I told him, I said, well, we don't have that many more years. Let's just do something dumb and stupid. Out with a bang.
Aww. They're so cute.
So cute.
Aww, if they didn't say... You may yo kiss your wife or something like that at the end, like some punny mayo thing. I hope they did.
You didn't even use a condiment?
Be like, mayonnaise.
Wow.
Lot of love in here.
Do you think he asked for her dad's permission? Or, no, or the store manager?
Maybe.
Store manager.
Maybe.
May I have your customer's hand in marriage?
Go to the butcher's.
And you need mayo to make a sandwich. And all you need is a sandwich and some loving.
Mm-hmm. That's very true.
Right. Now he's gonna be. Now he's gonna be miracle whipped.
Thank you.
Now we can move on.
That was a good one. Yeah. Anna's turning red over there.
Because you said to go to the butcher section. Like,
I don't know what I said. It was so funny.
Okay. I don't either.
It's got
what happened in the
Anna's
butcher
on
section?
The floor laughing.
Oh, that was so funny.
All kind of red, and she's crying.
Stop looking at me.
Oh, my God. I can look. I can go.
What did you say about the butcher section?
I don't know.
So funny.
I don't know. I just talk. I don't even know
is
what
it
I'm
just
saying.
Is visual?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We can move on.
Oh, my God.
Goodness.
Well, fine. Now that the attention is on me, Nick, please.
What'd you imagine at the butcher section?
I don't know. Just getting married, I guess.
So got thrown a fish at someone in the middle of their vows? This is the woman who thinks a rotisserie chicken is hilarious.
It so, is.
You just spoiled her white elephant Christmas gift.
No, it's better.
Okay. But that's always been your dream.
Oh my God.
All right, since we're talking about food, one last very quick story. KFC is testing out a new menu item, and I don't think they need to test it at all. It needs to go on sale nationwide right now, but for a limited time, starting this week, funnel cake fries are available at certain KFCs in Kansas City, St. Louis, Omaha, Arkansas, and Oklahoma. They've been testing this for a little bit just in Kansas City, but now they've opened the ring a little bit.
That powdered sugar gets everywhere.
Mm.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure. You can't hide. You can't hide that you sneak through the fast food lane on the way home. No?
Yeah. You can't wear black any funnel cake fries. They come in three sizes, small, large, and family size. Family size is $6. I'm in. So if this goes well, additional markets will be added next year. Let's hope they all buy a funnel cake fries so we can all try them.
Let's go get them.
They're like, I had two family size waffle fries.
You want anything else? Nope.
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 Thank you, producer Nick.
You got it.
Beginning to look like a Craigslist Christmas. We're not.
Thank you. No, I like the singing because it's letting you know what we got coming up for you next, Kid Nation.
I could do it a solo.
No, you were doing a solo. But coming up next, we're all going to be singing Kid Nation because, yes, we went and looked on it on Craigslist, and we found a bunch of great gifts for your loved ones. Craigslist Christmas is coming up next.
It's still morning, so we have plenty more show on the way. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.